101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world. And we are on our way to the 500th episode, and you know how time flies. And for your information, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Gardner will run the Zurich Diamond League. And that is on the 8th and the 9th of September. What is so interesting is that Stephen's birthday is close to Chandra Sturup. And he is, well, of course, younger than Shawnee Miller, Weibo. So my co-host, Philippa Willie, is not here. She is not here because it is my birthday today, but she has a friend that has the same birthday, and that's why she is not here. My other person, Ricardo Rule, he has a challenge, and so he has to do what he needs to do. And thank you ever so much. So, I will say that for all of you who are listening on the way home, and just do it louder. Just do it louder, my brother. My friend Lucretia Napa is listening and watching. Thank you ever so much. Hope all is well. And we're talking about all of the people who are listening on their way home and in various different listening in various different platforms, as I say. And they're watching and they are playing. Listening to music. And Track World has been brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Iwak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. Nakira Role is listening and watching also. Thank you, my dear. I don't know if you're a role from Exuma, a role from Andrews, or wherever it is. We're talking about Iwak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. We're talking about AFD Management Services on Peardale. Freeman DeVoe is the CEO, and his business is oil and energy. Vaughn Culmer, Charlene Thompson, she's abroad, And she is wishing me a great day and happy anniversary. We have been a financial services representative from Kalena, and for more than 40 years at Kalena. And my business partner is Alexis Hanna. We are the A-team and at Collins, and the difference between the A-team, she is my, how do I call it? She is my, as I said, my business partner. And the first A is for Alpheus, and the second A is for Alexis. And Alexis Hanna, that is it. And we are the A-team. So there are a couple of things I wish to say. Number one is that it is so interesting, you know. It is so interesting. We're looking at, we're right out of the Olympic Games, the Olympics. And what happened after the Olympics? It seems as though we're forgetting it completely. We're talking about the Taliban. We're talking about people going to Doha, where we had the World Championships 2 years ago. And everything has changed. The Bahamian team, I am told that they had to go down to South Africa. And people that we have in London and otherwise had to be able to, they had to be able, how do I say it, to connect for Bahamians to go through London and to come to the Bahamas. And that really is something else. But with this in mind, I was found out that some of the Bahamians did extremely well. As a matter of fact, they did some PBs, as you call it, personal things. Oh, I have Natasha Colebrook from London. Thank you so much. I trust your daughter, your mother is here already, or she's waiting to come. And we have Bianca Bethel is watching. Well, of course, my daughter is watching also. So there is great excitement in the air. Great excitement in the air. So I talked about Bianca Bethel Sawyer. I think I know that name. That's Ed Bethel's daughter. Jason Edwards. Jason Edwards is a coach from St. Augustine's, right in Nassau. Not the one all the way in, what do you call it? St. Augustine's the place. And, you know, plenty of people have been there. But I am enjoying myself. As I say, I'm also celebrating an anniversary. We had the opportunity to get married that morning, caught the plane to New York, and went to Connecticut, where my niece was having a wedding, and all sorts of people were there. And from there, we went to Montreal, where they had one of the best, Stephanie McKinney role Stephanie McKinney, my dear. I'm sure you're doing very well. We had the opportunity to go to Montreal and then come back and come home. And it was a real good situation. My sister will be, in December, my sister will be 91, and she is doing well. She is doing real well. And that's what I am talking about. So let me ask you, If anybody wants to answer this, this is a discussion. I have two people who couldn't be here this evening. Just let's talk about what you see with regards to track and field. And I'm going to start saying something else. Let me go to that something else first. The something else first is that at the World Under 20, the World Under 20 now, in Kenya, there is a young lady, name is Christine. I can't remember the last name, but guess what she did? This is a world record, 2181. Could you believe that? 2181 at the World Under 20 competition. Ain't that something else? And then, as a matter of fact, I guess that same person had the Olympic silver. And excellent things are happening. Excellent things are happening. So tell us your feeling about where we are now with athletes who participated in Nairobi. They had their challenges. Apparently, they should be home by now. That's what the lady who they did an interview with her, and they should be in the Bahamas now and enjoying. And I guess they're going to be here to be able to vote. I'm sure of that. But anybody has anything to say about anything, we are talking about that. Otherwise, I'm going to get to something else that maybe some interest, and please tell me. Now, with that in mind, there was an event last weekend at Eugene, Oregon. You all remember that? Rembert Joseph Aubrey, Albertha Rowe. They're all watching. Thank you ever so much. Y'all remember the event last week, and they said it would have been the Jamaicans versus the USA, the Prefontaine Classic, Nike Prefontaine Classic. Number one, I found out, and this is so interesting. I thought that Lyles was something else, but I found out Patrice White Green from my church. Thank you so much, Patrice. I found out that Lyle had a brother. Lyle, number one, did 1952 at the Nike event. And his mother said they need to stick together. And his brother did 20.03. That is just unbelievable. But I will go down and down and then get to that. We talk about the 800 meters with the girl called Moo. And they asked her what she wanted to do, where she wanted to go. But I'm sure she could not say that on NBC. She couldn't advertise the Bahamas on NBC, because everybody comes to the Bahamas. But with that, she did well. Oh, Kelly Burrows, you're doing well, Kelly. Kelly, you're really doing well. I want you to do one of those things for me with people who had $1 million. Maybe it will be better for my brother Spence. But what is so interesting is that I always talk about this lady who had a challenges at the Olympic Games, a Jamaican, Goulet. I tend to forget how you really pronounce it, but she did she was third and did 157.71. Ain't that something else? And she had her challenges in the Olympics, and everybody, the people who are. Yes, I've had a good birthday, Kelly. Enjoying myself. And what I'm saying is that that was in the Olympics. But at the Nike event, it was something else. And we talked about the Jamaicans. So let me talk about the Jamaicans. Guess what? It was supposed to be Jamaica versus the USA. Okay? And the person was Shikari. Oh, man. Elaine did 10.54. And the Pocket Rocket did 10.73. And Shikari placed, she dead last. And she had an opportunity to be interviewed by my good friend, Louis Johnson. And she did some cussing. She did some cussing. Anyhow, that's their business. And I think that she still has a big following, people who tell her this, that, the next thing. But, you know, you need to know how to talk. Oh, Zovia Neely, thank you ever so much. We good people from the Bluff South Andrews. Thank you, Zovia. Thank you very much. But what I'm saying is that the point is that whatever she did, she got plenty money for that race. And maybe that's why she decided she didn't need to run that 200 anymore. But we don't know. Let me say this. I know this young lady because she was a star earlier. And guess what? She got to the trials and then nothing happened. Whatever trials it was at that time, nothing happened. And you look at her hair, they talk about the mental challenges and all of that. People are always asking now if she had some marijuana, what it was. But she does have challenges. And I'm sure that there are people right in her camp who are able to deal with that mental business. You don't have to go to Zurich to do that. I just don't understand that, you know. And the Jamaicans did them so bad. It was just something else. I call it unbelievable. Unbelievable. It was just something else. But I'll tell you this. I really enjoyed that event. And I'll say this. Come next year, there is the, what do we call it? There is the, in the United States, we will have the event, not the Olympics. I'm talking about the world athletics in Eugene, and this is the very first time that this has happened. The very first time that this has happened. And I'm wondering if the lady that Shawnee already beat twice is going to run anymore. She complained, and I could understand that to a degree, that Nike is not sponsoring her anymore. So she is finding a way to do what she needs to do. And that is really something else. Anybody has any comments on any one of those? The runners? No? Well, there's a young lady called Jackie Edwards. She has competed in 5 Olympic Games. She has been in the finals most of her life, and it's very good. So they're here from California. She's supposed to be here with her husband, Ross, but I don't know where it is. I don't know how I'm able to. But when she comes home, she comes home. I think that's what it is. And I think that we'll be able to, I'll be able to reach out to her and find somebody who knows where she is at some point in the day. But tell me, just call and call in and give me your thoughts of some of those things that we're talking about. Can we do that, please? The numbers to call are 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. And let's see where we are, and just call in and give me your thoughts, please. Please do that. Simone Cargill, that's my, I guess that's my daughter's good friend. Watching. The numbers to call, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line is powered by BDC, 422-4796. I'm listening, I'm waiting. Well, anyhow, we'll take a little break. We'll take a little break. Think about it, and then we'll come back in another 10 minutes or so.
Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Hey, I'm Tate.
And I'm Don. We talk about current events, issues of national importance, and basically anything interesting.
Me, like, who born in the 60s, right? But from my ear, the people talk and they sound like us. There's the behemoth.
And you're suggesting that if you don't have family rooted in a family island, then you're not really behemoth.
Still, your weekly dose of something different.
Right. And basically, every 5 years, we sell a different dream. We're 5 years away from a better country.
The Eye Opener, Saturdays at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., only on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Talk about a revolution. Now, this is not a game.
A bold new era calls for a new mindset, fresh ideas, and a renewed commitment to innovation. Join us for University Drive and the Path to Progress. Enter the conversations about higher learning. Follow the shapers and drivers of change. We're shining a light on matters that impact you, your community, and the world. Travel the road of progress with us. University Drive, a University of the Bahamas talk show airing on Saturdays at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. Join us.
Join me, Landlord, along with Mike D for the entertaining and ministering program, Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits.
It's the great hits from the Caribbean and the great hits from all across urban America.
You will hear great music and more, including interviews with popular artists from America.
Hi, this is Richard Smallwood. Listen, I love Cod Salad, Landlord. It's one of my favorite thing, Cod Fritters.
Hi, this is Carvin Winans of Three Winans Brothers.
Hey guys, this is Casey J.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jonathan McReynolds.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Shirley Caesar. And I want the world to know, Mike D and Landlord, that we matter, that our children matter.
This is Mike D.
And yours truly, Landlord. Get ready for Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Sundays here on Guardian Radio.
Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits.
Starting at a new time at 1 p.m. every Sunday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Influencers with Lady Shima is on Guardian Talk Radio. Listen in to life-changing interviews of influencers who are transforming the national landscape of the Bahamas.
How, as a father, how do you deal with all that pressure? That's a lot of responsibility.
That's rough, man.
Influencers will inspire you to use your own influence to bring positive transformation to the world around you. That's Influencers with Lady Shima. Weekend radio just went up a notch.
Now for one full hour every Sunday starting at 1:30 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the newest, most exciting talk show to hit the airwaves of Guardian Radio. For thought-provoking subjects, what do men and women really want? Guy code, girl code. Freedom from your ex. Join us for lively, honest commentary, strategies, and solutions about love and relationships. Tune in with the Real Love Team, LaShawn Ferguson, Emmy, and yours truly, Sugar Ray, for the Real Love Talk Show on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Live now at 2:30 p.m. on Sundays on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
The Political Review with Quincy Parker. Forceful, insightful, where we challenge the political directorate to keep it simple and tell the truth. We ask the questions, you judge the answers. Join us on Sundays at 4 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Track Room, and I want to talk just a little bit about birthdays. My good client, his birthday is 2 days before me. His name is Winston Bonabing. You know, you got all kinds of names, Bonami, Bona this, Bona that, but he is Bonabing. Come from a different area. And then Don Demerit, his birthday is, I guess, the same day as mine, just a little younger than me. And then we have a friend from Turkey. His name is Ibrahim Karen from Turkey. He said he wears the vest and I wear the hat. And his birthday is the one day before my birthday. And let's talk about anniversaries. The anniversary of Darnell Chipman Ward. Oh, they are celebrating. And I'll tell you how I met Darnell. We're here. Winifred Butler is watching. I'm not sure if that's the one that I know at St. Matthew's Church. But over at Government High, it was not the college, the college and all of that. I did teaching math in the evening, 6 o'clock, and there was Darnell Chipman Ward, and she won a contest, and that contest took her either Nigeria, someplace in Africa. And when she came back, I said, "You're not, you are you gonna continue?" But she was the Ministry of Tourism got her, and she is Chiffy's oldest daughter, and it's so much of a joke I can say it now. I'm over at Paradise Island, and talking to Chiffy. And Chiffy said, so he got to watch out because the boss is looking at people who lied out. And that is Chiffy's daughter. And we've been close for a long, long time. And Judith Burrows is watching also. I really appreciate it. And then my good cousin, Lucia Russell. And then finally, a girl called Alicia, she worked with Tony McKinney, and she talked some of Tony's business, you know, how Tony would give, you know, if they did anything good, they would give them some, put a check. And she is born the same day that I am, but a couple years older than she is. So that's what I'm talking about. So can anybody knows of any birthdays or anything else that we can talk about? But please call. The numbers to call are 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line, well, just call with those numbers. And as I say, people all over the world are watching. When we started out, there was about 400 and whatever it is people who were on. But you must know that there are people who are on watching, and we don't see it. But I'm nearly sure I know the Winifred Butler. I think she is from the St. Matthew's Church, if I am correct. And Lorena Finlayson, my niece, she is watching also, and also talking to my daughter, Alexis Hannah. So the numbers to call are 325-4316, 325-4259. Pick up the phone and call. Please pick up the phone and call. You know, there's somebody asked my friend George Wilson while we were in Minnesota at St. John's. Wellington Pratt asked him, George, why you talk so much? Georgie said, because there's plenty to be said. plenty to be said, and that's correct, because plenty of people don't like to talk. Some are shy and whatever else, but you can't be shy in picking up the phone. Bethel Lightfoot is watching also. So you see that, you know, people are watching, listening, but I want you to pick up the phone so other people could hear what your thoughts are, what your thoughts are. Tell me, we're talking about the World Championships, the first one now, the World Championships in. We're talking about Ruth Ann Roll. Oh, that's my good cousin. Carnetta Miners' daughter. We're talking about the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. And as I said, this is the first time ever that the World Championships will go to the United States. Okay? We've had a World Championships in 2001 in Canada. And that was Edmonton, but never, because the thought of the United States is that, the Olympic Committee, they have money and they fund them and whatever else. But this will be the first time. And if you have not been to World Championships, you can get there very quick from Nassau and from wherever you are. Just take the plane to wherever it is, and we're talking about Eugene, Oregon. And Oregon is all the way up north, as you would say. But we will have a great team. You know, we're talking about the Olympics in Paris, but you can't just sit down and not do anything. You think that Stephen Gardner is just going to sit down and not do anything? In my humble opinion, I think that in next year, Stephen will be something else. He would be just beating at the door of the world record. And the person who's done the world record, he's had his challenges. So, you know, we don't know what is going to happen. Some new people are going to come up. That always happens. And some of the people who competed in the Olympics, I'm talking about, there are some of them who are going to, they just want to do the Olympics and come out. I want to mention something about somebody who ran. I'm missing that. I'll find that. I'll find that. I am missing that. It is somebody who, she ran the 200 meters, I guess. And she has decided. She is went to Harvard and all of that, those kind of places. But she decided that, hey, this time I am gonna run. You know, she is gonna run. She is she does all kinds of things. She is gonna run, and she really has done some great things. The numbers are called once again: 325-4316, 325-4259. And let us know your thought. Don't be bashful. Don't be bashful. And I said Ruth Ann Roll, and she's the the daughter of the one and only Carnetta Miners, Uncle T's, T. Clark's oldest child. First child, I should say it. And I don't know if y'all know T. Clark, but T. Clark if you go on Mackey Street, as you come out of, from the gas stations and you turn right, the corner there is Clark Lane. T. Clark. And I could always remember we used to go up from where we live in the valley. We will go up to Uncle T. And I could remember the wedding of one of those boys, of his children. And I can remember the second one also. Yes, but it's just a big family of Clarks from Mawsonic Zuma. And that's what we're talking about. That's how we get know our family. And T. Clark's mother, whenever I went away, she said, "Junior, you don't see me no more." Oh, I had the opportunity to be in Atlanta. Well, I worked with IBM. And when I came home, and Carter had just won, when I came home, I found out that this lady, a most beautiful lady, she died at about just 90-something, and I did not go. So I felt so bad, because she always said, "Junior, Junior, you ain't gonna see me no more." I didn't see her anymore. So that's how it was. But anybody else has any thoughts of anything, please let me know. And you can talk. That is easy, isn't it? You should be able to talk. As I said, that is more than easy. We talked about anniversaries. We talked about a number of things. But we're talking about some more than significant things. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm talking about the Thomas lady, Gabby Thomas. She is the one, she won the 200 meters. And she is somebody. It's going to be somebody to reckon with. That's what I'm talking about. Have you seen any of those athletes in the Olympics or at the Nike Prefontaine event? And I say the Zurich one is going to be coming on. You can't miss that. And just for the people who follow track and field and those who don't at times, just do this for me. Just try and look through your television and see what comes on. Because track and field is all over the place these days, all over the place. And you never know what is gonna come on. But I think that Stephen is going to do very well. Around, as I said, it's around his birthday time, and then he'll come home. I don't know if he's going to be coming home to his parents, you know. And I guess he is going to spend some time at home. We're looking forward for that. Once again, the numbers to call are 325-4316, 325-4259. Ruth Ann Rule, yes, yes. Thank you ever so much. So, any thoughts from anybody? The numbers to call are 325-4316, 325-4259. I thought that nobody has called. This is one of the few times that nobody has picked up the phone and called. It's easy, you know. It's easy. Just listen to Guardian Radio on the way home. Listen to it at home and whatever it is. And I think that you would really enjoy it. And that's what I am talking about. Claretta Duncan. Oh, my dear. So look here. Gracie Sermons out of New York. Happy birthday, Alpheus. Claretta Duncan is watching. Oh, this woman, you know where, what's the name of the building now? Oh, Lord. Commonwealth Bank is on Mackey Street. This lady was working at an accounting firm. And when I went in that accounting firm, this lady is telling me that I got to be her brother. Now, I worked with this guy at Atlantis. Before the Atlantis even came up, we worked over at Paradise Island. And we always say, ask who he looked like me. So they get mixed up. And she is telling me that we have to be family. I said, my mother lived in Morristown, Exuma. My father lived in Mangrove Key, Andrus. And he had no reason even to go to Fresh Creek. No reason to go to Fresh Creek. So, Claretta, we have to talk at another time, my dear. You know what kind of time this is. Good evening, and who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
How are you doing today?
Better than most, not as good
this
as you are.
This is my man, Sam Williams.
Oh, Sam Williams, how are you doing? Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you so much.
You see what I'm trying to tell you all what we can do with our athletes in this Bahamas? You see the potentials we have?
But Sam, I told you that I already said it on the radio again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again and again. I said that you don't have to wait to go to a nationals to do anything.
But listen, let me tell you something. Please, you all get in those primary schools and get those athletes early. Work with those athletes in this country. Show them what sports could do for them in this country. Show them where they can get in sports and track and field and all. Look at down at the Sports Center. We have everything down there. Look at the lake down there sitting down here and doing nothing. Look at the boxers in this country. Look at the man. Look at the two athletes who went to back the two goals. Man, yes, get together. I'm asking the coaches in this country to get together and ask the government, yes, work together and make something happen in this country for the athletes in this country. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, Mr. Hawk.
No, you're not wrong, my brother. You're not wrong.
Please, not yes, wrong. Do it.
But there are people who should just talk and talk, but I mean, there are people, there are coaches. We're not talking. I'm talking about people, especially going to watch the competitions.
Yes.
And the competitions are all around.
Listen here, Mr. Hawk.
Yes.
I walk and I check in this and when the games is on. You know, some kids don't have a TV in the house to watch. You know, some of the kids couldn't watch the Olympics. Man, we have to do something with our athletes. We can look at under the track. We have everything there. We get islands where people can't swim. Look at the lake down the road down there. Be not using that. Man, let's get together and do some for our athletes in this country, man. If I'm wrong, tell me
You're
I'm wrong.
Wrong.
We still have kids running with no sprints.
You're not wrong. Let me
yes,
tell you.
Yes, please. Yes,
say,
we can
say,
get together with all the coaches.
See, let me
tell
you.
The coaches to open up their mouth and tell the government to assist them so they can get help.
Well, let me say this. What do? I talk. Okay?
Yeah, you baby talk.
I
you
know
talk and I talk.
I know track and field.
Yes,
so
you
I
talk
am,
and I talk.
So I'm
but, look at
I am
man,
saying,
something need to be done. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
I'm going now. I'm not here no more. I'm still here. But I'm down. I'm not the person I used to be. But we got to do something for our athletes in this country. I'm asking the two gold medalists, everybody went to the games, open their mouth and make some noise in this country. Look at the players we get for playing professional basketball.
Yep.
Baseball.
Yeah, baseball and all
yes,
that.
Yes, man. We got to do something, man. Something got to happen. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not
all
wrong.
All the athletes need to get together. All the coaches need to get together. The coaches are sitting down. They're tired. They say they ask and they can't get nothing.
Okay.
Man, something need to be done.
One second, please. One second.
Yeah.
Thank you. Chandris Ferguson is watching. That's Ace's daughter. Remember Asa Ferguson? Thank you, Chandris. Thank you very much, Chandris. I really appreciate you coming on. And with that in mind, I have something that I wish to do, and I just want you to know. I talk about the debts now, okay? One is Rodelatines. Next one, this is Father Tynes from St. Barnabas, his mother. And it's such a joke. I knew her, selling insurance to her and all of that. And that woman, I saw her age. She isn't much older than me, but Father Tynes look older than her. But that's a topic for another discussion. That is Anglican business. And then Sidney Wallace, oh man, out of Grand Bahama. He passed. And then Ms. Jackson, the Reef people, they are my neighbors. This lady, we were talking about people who go all the way with the scouts and all of that, Girl Guides, and unbelievable, they talked about her, and she goes to St. George's. She died right before her 100th birthday. That is just unbelievable. Janice Johnson Smith, thank you ever so much for listening, and that's important. So what I am saying now is that we have decided some time ago now to get obituaries of anybody who has been involved in sports, not just track and field, not just anything. And I have at the University of the Bahamas all kinds of information. I do spring cleaning at home and just too many things in the house. And I saw these names. I talk about this person and the left person, Henry Crawford, this, that, and the next thing. Lindsay Thomas, and Lindsay, we got to get together. You know what I'm talking about. And Doyle Burrows again, he is watching. But I'm saying that I have in the University of the Bahamas, in their library, tons of people who have been involved in sports. I'm not talking about track and field, in sports. And that makes a significant difference. That's significant. It's just something else. And for your information, if you know of anybody who had somebody in their family who passed or who was involved in track and field, please let me know. My number is 432-9961. Alpheus Finlayson, 432-9961. And I think that with this in mind, it gives us to find out things about people, number one, and number two, for the athletes to find out things about people. I'm talking about those who are past now. It is unbelievable right here that just talking about something else. We look at Shawnee Miller-Weibo. She basically knows nothing about what Pauline Davis did. Nothing at all. And, y'all should know that Les Miller, we jokingly call him Popcake, he was somebody was unbelievable. He was the first Bahamian to go under 47 seconds in the 400 meters. and that was at the Olympics in, which Olympics was that? The Olympics, where they had the Black Power salute. And Les know all of those people. Les went to El Paso. And then I have Ednell Roll. Oh, he's one of the coaches at the University of the Bahamas. Janice Johnson Smith says, enjoy. And I really want you to take the opportunity to go through the library and find out about these people who have passed. And I think that would be very important. So, ladies and gentlemen, is there anybody else who would want to call? And the numbers to call are 325-4316, 325-4259. And don't let Sam out-talk you. Please, the numbers to call are 325-4316, 325-4259. But I still do appreciate all the people who have listened to me. Listen to me, number one, and all of those who is wishing me a happy birthday and anniversary. I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to go home now, and my daughter is going to, my granddaughter is going to take me home, and my daughter will be at my home, and we will enjoy ourselves. So thank you ever so much, and I'll tell you, we don't know what's going to happen next week, but I tell you, for those of you who have not registered to vote, I mean, it shouldn't have happened. Shouldn't have happened. But I am going to go. I have my voter's card, and my daughter is going to be with me, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. Thank you ever so much.